grinding teeth. An Our Flag Means Death fan fiction by Specky Geek Girl. As read by Devil with a Bird Dress. He knows what they think of him. He's heard the whispers, the conversations that stop as soon as he steps around the corner. Feral, they say, unhinged. And while it's offensive and wrong, Izzy can't exactly fault them for thinking so when all the crew of the Revenge know him as is the bossy, jealous, demanding first mate of Blackbeard, who clearly has it out for their captain. He doesn't think he's an unreasonable man. It's the rest of them who aren't being reasonable. But the snarling and the snap of his teeth as he barks orders seem to be giving them the impression that he's more beast, play-acting at human, than a man to be respected. The ferocity needed as a matter of course to keep the crew of the Queen Anne's Revenge in line is absurdly out of place in this touchy, feely, cozy environment the gentleman pirate fosters aboard his ship. It turns Izzy's stomach, how soft and vulnerable the man expects his crew to be, how willing these poor excuses for pirates are to conform to those expectations. The fact that Edward is likewise softening makes Izzy want to howl his rage to the billowing sails and the skies beyond. This is not the man he's given his life to stand beside. This is not the captain he serves. It gnaws at him how happy Edward seems in Bonnet's presence, how bright his eyes are, how frequent his smiles, the sound of his laughter ringing out from the captain's quarters at all hours of the day and night. He hasn't seen Edward happy in fuck if he can remember how long. Long enough that it's a faint memory, though one that surfaces in his dreams with some frequency. The knife edge of Blackbeard's fierce grin, the rough laughter quaking from deep in his chest, the prick of a needle as he leaves his mark in Izzy's skin, relived in the dark of his lonely room, waking to an ache in a different part of him each night, a knot in his throat, a clench in his heart, a throb between his legs. He grinds his teeth and refuses to give himself any relief, waiting until the ache subsides of its own accord. When he crosses the deck in the morning and sees the two of them with their heads together, like giddy, gossiping schoolgirls, all Izzy wants to do is tear Bonnet's throat out with his teeth and drop the corpse at Blackbeard's feet like a tomcat bringing home a pigeon. Look, look what I've done for you. For us. The best he can do is sink his metaphorical fangs into the crew, knowing any one of them would kill him if they could. Izzy almost wishes one of them would try him. Maybe it'd spare his molars from the constant grinding. End.